Hey guys, Allison Creamer here with Keller Williams Realty, licensed agent in the Hampton Roads area. My website is buyhamptonroadshomes.com. You can find me on the web, just Google Allison Creamer. So earlier I had told you about a short sale success, and today, unfortunately, I'm going to tell you about a short sale flop. We listed this condominium in Virginia Beach back in the spring, and within a week or two we had received an offer. Everything was going smoothly. The offer was submitted to the bank. The documents were submitted. It took well over 4 to 5 months, I believe it was, to finally get the bank approval. We had the bank approval in August, and we were supposed to have the appraisal and just go straight to a closing sometime in early November, late October, early November. The buyer, it was using an FHA loan, and so when they went to go order the appraisal, lo and behold, 30 days prior, the FHA approval for the condominium unit expired. Well, this is not something that we would have known to look at, because when the house went under contract, we checked that there was FHA approval for the association. We're moving along. Everything is fine. It's obviously taking quite many, many months to get the approval for the short sale. And lo and behold, like I said, the FHA approval had expired. So we contact the condominium association, and it has been just a juggle of a nightmare. I feel like they really did their association hardship. They let this FHA approval expire. We've spent weeks and months requesting the process to get this recertification done, and we just continue to get basically the association saying, you know, it's FHA, we can't do anything, our hands are tied. Well, this is where the short sale flop comes in. So we have a buyer who is willing to wait from April timeframe when under contract. We are now mid-December. We have approval. We have condo documents delivered. We have condominium dues that are now well behind, past due. A seller who is, you know, being hit up through the court systems trying to collect on this debt, when if this association had just stayed on top of the certification, all of this would be resolved. The interesting thing, and this is where my blood boiled, this association said, well, maybe you should just go find a cash buyer, a VA buyer, or a conventional buyer. I was totally floored at the fact that the association manager really, I guess, was passing the buck and saying that it really wasn't their problem, that this condominium is probably going to go into foreclosure. So even though short sales can be successful and they can be a great bargain, you know, there are certain things that expire, certain things that can mess up in the process. So unfortunately, I'm not sure how this one is going to finish. I'm trying to reach the attorney who's helping us negotiate the short sale to find out, you know, should we still continue to market the property now that we have it approved? You know, will we get another extension from FHA so it doesn't go into foreclosure? You know, my heart goes out to the seller. They did everything they were supposed to do. They jumped through all the hoops. They submitted all the documents. You know, this poor buyer is facing a hardship. They've been waiting for, you know, many, many months to get into a property only to have it fall apart on them. So unfortunately, this one was a short sale flop. I'm hoping in the next couple days we can do an update to this story, that maybe we've put it back on the market, we've gotten a new buyer, and things will move forward. So the lesson from this podcast, if you are in the middle of a contract and it is a short sale and it is a condominium, please continue to watch the certifications for the type of mortgage you are using to buy this property. You don't want that certification to expire in the middle of this transaction. Once again, this is Allison Creamer with Keller Williams Realty. My website is buyhamptonroadshomes.com. If you're looking to buy or sell a property in the next 6 months to a year and you'd like to start a relationship, I'd love the opportunity to get to know you and see what is going to be the best way to service you. Thanks so much, guys, and I appreciate you listening to this podcast.